how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Jean-Lit Foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back into another episode of Tide Talk Live. Stacy Blackwood, joined as always by my good buddy Jake Thomas. Jake, what's happening, brother? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. I hope you had a good week, you and your family at the beach. You know, been a while since we was able to do something, but I'm glad we're back today recording. We got a good episode for you guys, so stay tuned because it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, definitely want to stick around for this one. It's going to be a lot of fun. Had a great time at the beach. Did not want to come back home. Do not want to go back to work tomorrow, mm-hmm. back to the real world. But looking forward to talking some Alabama football with you, Jake. Big show, like you said. We're going to be looking at 10 freshmen who can make the most significant impact for Alabama this fall. And we're not just sticking with true freshmen. We're going to go with guys who are also redshirt freshmen, because they are still technically freshmen on the roster. So going to be a lot of fun to kind of dive into each of these players. There's going to be 10 total players. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun to look at each of one of these guys and kind of what they could bring to Alabama in 2023. But before we do that, make sure you do like, share, and subscribe today. And then jump in the comments and let us know which freshman you're looking forward to watching this fall the most. I have a feeling that Caleb Downs and Justice Haynes are going to kind of dominate that. But if there's somebody else out there that you're looking forward to seeing, please let us know there in the comment section. And we're also free and available wherever you find your podcast as well. So make sure you subscribe there. All right, Jake, this is going to be a jam-packed show. We got 10 guys we're going to look at. We're not going to spend a ton of time on each player because, you know, we don't want to be here for hours upon hours wasting everybody's time. But real quick, we're going to start with Jeremiah Alexander, a redshirt freshman outside linebacker, a guy who was a 5-star prospect coming out of Thompson High School last year in the 2023 class, or excuse me, the 2022 class, and a guy who came in with a lot of expectations. Some thought he may could even play as a true freshman last year, but, you know, Will Anderson was there, Dallas Turner, Chris Braswell, a lot of guys were still there. So he couldn't really work his way into the two deep, really. So he took that red shirt. But I really think the future's bright for Alexander. Maybe not as a pure pass rusher from that edge, but a guy who can set the edge and play real physical brand of football, almost like an Anthony Jennings type player there at the outside linebacker spot. What's your thoughts on Jeremiah Alexander?
Yeah, you're right, Stace. He come in as a 5-star, like you said. He was oozing with talent. Probably worked out best for him to take that red shirt. Because like you said, Will Anderson, Dallas Turner, Chris Braswell, and even with Anderson gone, you got a lot of depth at outside linebacker, but you need some other playmakers too deep. After, Braswell and Turner get, you know, they need a break. You need somebody to come in and spell them. And Jeremiah Alexander could be that guy. And just having him for an extra year, he learned the playbook last year. Getting him in, more involved in the defense this year is really going to play wonders, I do believe. I think he's going to be that second man in the rotation for sure.
Yeah, you know, you look at the outside linebacker room, and you mentioned Dallas Turner and Chris Braswell. I think we're pretty confident that those two guys will be the two guys that are on the edge for Alabama when the defense rolls out in Bryant-Denny Stadium on September 2nd. But then, you know, you look at the two deep, you got to think that Quindarius Robinson is probably going to be that third guy. But mm-hmm. who will be that fourth option? Is it going to be Jeremiah Alexander? Is it going to be a guy like Keanu Coate? Mm-hmm. Could it be one of the freshmen, Keon Keeley, Yonze Pierre? You know, so Quay Rusall. So they're like you mentioned, the depth is there, but we do need some guys to step up outside of Braswell and Turner to be that next wave of players that can make an impact from the outside linebacker position. So this could be the year for Alexander to kind of break into that. You know, not obviously he's not going to be a starter most likely, but he can break the depth chart and get in that first and second team defense and get some snaps with the first team defense here in 2023. And, yeah. and you know, we talked about guys who possibly could have played as a freshman last year, but didn't really see a lot of time. And the next guy on our list, Jake, is a guy who didn't really play at all, who really came out of nowhere this spring to really solidify himself as one of the top tight ends on the team, and that's Danny Lewis.
Yeah, Danny Lewis. I was excited to see A-Day. I mean, he was all over the field. You know, he didn't really get a chance last year, but we know how Tommy Reese uses tight ends and how he loves using tight ends. So you've got to find, you know, your tight end situation, you know, your depth there, because you're really loaded at tight end with this team. You've got C.J. Dripp has come in. You got Amari Nye Black on the team, who looks like he's going to be a guy to watch out for this year. But Danny Lewis, he could be the one who comes out and excels as the next tight end to be drafted in the, you know, to be that great next tight end to be drafted in the NFL, because he's just oozing with talent. And like you said, just come out of nowhere. I was really intrigued with how great he looked early on.
Yeah, he really was maybe the biggest surprise of the spring outside of the freshman duo of Caleb Downs and Justice Haynes, Jake. He was maybe the most pleasant surprise of them all. He, you know, C.J. Dupree was a little nicked up during spring ball. So was Robbie Oot. So it kind of provided an opportunity for Lewis to step up and become one of those guys, and he really performed well for Alabama. I think when you look at Danny Lewis, he's one of the most balanced tight ends on Alabama's roster, and what I mean is he's a really good blocker, but he's also a really sound pass catcher. He has really soft hands. He doesn't drop passes. He's not going to run away from defenders by any stretch, but he's going to make the play that is there in front of him to be made. So he's a guy who's really come out of nowhere this spring, but has a chance to play, you know, a big time role for this Alabama offense in 2023. Jake, going back to the defensive side of the ball and back to the outside linebacker room, and I briefly mentioned his name when we were talking about Jeremiah Alexander, and that's freshman five-star Keon Keeley, Jake. You know, if he would have arrived in the spring like Caleb Downs and Justice Haynes, he would probably be talked about in the same way that those two guys have been talked about. A guy that's just oozing with talent, 6'5", 6'6", 240, just a phenomenal edge rusher, plays very physical for a guy his age and a guy who hasn't really reached his full physical, you know, stability yet, a guy who's going to put on another 10 or 15 pounds most likely before it's all said and done. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Even with all the depth that we've talked about at outside linebacker of guys who are older and more mature players than he is, I don't know how he's kept off the field here in 2023.
Yeah, Stacey, I was going to mention, if he was to come on campus or were to come on campus in the spring, you would probably start hearing him kind of replacing Chris Braswell as a starter for the season. Now, Braswell does have the experience and moving forward, and he's a great player himself, but Keon Keeley is one of them guys that I just don't know how you keep him off the field this year, like you mentioned. So I'm excited to see you know, how they play him into it, and if he works his way into potentially a starting spot on this year's team, I would say Turner's spot's pretty much guaranteed. But Braswell, as much as I really like him, I think he's the one that's going to have to take a fall, and he's going to have to stay up to date and up, you know, with you know, playing well to keep his spot, because there's a lot of hungry guys behind him for sure.
Yeah, the young players on this team, especially at the outside linebacker position, they have the elite traits. And not that Braswell doesn't, but he's kind of a one-trick pony, or that's what he's been his entire career. He's a pass rusher. He doesn't have the physical ability to stuff the run. Now, he did put on a lot of weight, and he's up there one of the heaviest outside linebackers on the team now. But how does he perform with that added weight? That's going to be something to watch out for this fall. So it really does leave an opportunity for some of these younger guys to maybe take some of those snaps, like you mentioned, away from him. And it's going to be a lot of fun to see what Keon Keeley can do this fall. I cannot wait to see what he looks like in pads there in Tuscaloosa when fall camp starts. So looking forward to that. Jake, back to the offensive side of the ball. And you know, I had to throw in Ty Simpson, Jake, at quarterback, a redshirt freshman. Look, obviously this is going to depend on how the quarterback competition goes, because, you know, it could be a lot like last year for Ty Simpson, where he didn't really play at all, or he could be Alabama starting quarterback, and then you're talking about one of the most impactful players on the team, regardless of class. So I know you feel a certain way about the quarterback competition. I feel a certain way about the quarterback competition. We'll have another episode about that specifically here real soon. But what's your thoughts on Ty Simpson as he enters his redshirt freshman campaign in Tuscaloosa?
Yeah, I mean, Ty Simpson is a five-tool quarterback. He can run. He can pass. You know, he's got great instincts. So if he were to win the job, then I have no problems with him being the quarterback of the future. Because, I mean, like I mentioned, he's got the instincts. He's a great passer. He's very mobile in the pocket and get out and move. So, you know, if he does win the job, I'm perfectly fine with him moving forward as a quarterback, because he's got a lot of talent as well.
Yeah, and that the quarterback competition obviously is something that everybody is talking about and wants to talk about. So we will obviously have another episode, you know, more specific about that here in the near future. Switching back to the defensive side of the football, another true freshman, Jake, and five-star defensive lineman James Smith out of Carver High School. And, you know, his teammate Quay Rusall could have just as easily been on this list as well. But you know, due to time constraints, we kind of left him off the list. But James Smith, Jake, a guy who I think has the potential, the ability to be the next great interior defensive lineman for Alabama, the guy who's not just a good player, but a disruptive player, a difference maker there from the defensive line spot for Alabama, something they have not had in a few years. So I'm looking forward to seeing if James Smith can kind of work his way into more first-team reps with Alabama, because like the outside linebacker room, there's a couple senior players or upperclassmen who've played a lot of snaps for this Alabama football program, but they may not have the type of elite talent that some of these younger guys have, like a James Smith. So I'm really anxious to see how he kind of fights for playing time this fall in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, James Smith, man, he looks like he's ready. He could be a starter day one. He's kind of reminds me kind of like Jaheim Otis when he come in. Feel like he could be a starter day one, and Otis eventually took over halfway through the season last year. I really feel like James Smith may be the guy on the defensive line who could be the Jaheim Otis guy who takes over midway through the whether that be Justin Aborgbe spot or a Tim Smith spot. So feel like Aborgbe and Smith, Tim Smith, that is, has got a lot to prove this year. So because I feel like James Smith is hungry and he's ready to get on that field.
Yeah, he's nipping at their heels, Jake. But, you know, the good thing about the defensive line is that, you know, they're going to play eight or nine guys anyway. So even if he isn't a starter per se, he's going to – I'm willing to bet he plays a minimum of 40% of the defensive snaps this fall. So when you play that many snaps, Jake, you can have just a massive impact on the team. And I think his presence is going to be felt for Alabama this fall. Mm-hmm. And I'm really looking forward to the impact that he can make because, like I mentioned, Alabama's not had that disruptive playmaker from the interior spot in a couple years. And if you can have that type of player in your defense, it kind of covers up a lot of the other deficiencies you may or may not have. So,
right.
You know, if you remember back when Quinnen Williams was dominating the trenches for Alabama, there was a couple of spots in that defense that were, you know, weak by Alabama standards, but he really helped cover that up because of his ability to make plays in the backfield. And if James Smith can kind of become that player for Alabama moving forward, it's just going to make that defense that much better.
I agree 100%. I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, how the defensive line as a whole responds this year. But James Smith in particular, you know, like you said, he may be a second rotational guy, but he's probably going to be seeing a lot of snaps regardless. So I'm excited to see how his future holds at Alabama.
Yeah. All right, Jake, the next two guys, I want to kind of bunch them two together because I think they can kind of go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about Elijah Pritchett and Caden Proctor, two guys who are, in my opinion, most likely going to be competing for that starting left tackle spot for Alabama this fall. And, you know, it's hard to say that Proctor's the guy when Elijah Pritchett spent all the spring as a starter at left tackle. He started the A-Day game with the first team at left tackle. So it's obvious that the coaching staff likes what they see in Elijah Pritchett, the redshirt freshman. But then here comes big old Caden Proctor at 6'7", 354 pounds. You know, he's a lot like some of these other true freshmen on this list. I don't know how you keep him off the field, Jake. I don't know how.
I know it. You know, Pritchett got a little bit of bad rap during the A-Day game, but Kevin still knew the weakness on that offensive line, and that was Elijah Pritchett. He was starting his first game, and he threw everything but the kitchen sink at Elijah Pritchett. And, you know, for a young guy like that, he kind of stumbled a little bit. But overall, I think he's going to be okay. But, again, Caden Proctor, here's Caden Proctor behind him. How do you keep a behemoth like him off the field his freshman year? So it's you know, it's going to be interesting to see how that battle plays out. You know, so I'm excited. Both kids, I do believe, have a bright future at Alabama. We just got to figure out where to put them at on that offensive line.
Well, and here's the thing. We've seen Coach Saban kick future tackles to the inside and play guard
right
before they actually play tackle. So that's always a possibility. You have Darren Dalcourt there at left guard. I think among the five players who are currently, you know, the starters there, he is the weakest link, so to speak. Not that he's a bad player, but as far as, you know, potential and skill, he's the least talented guy there. So there's a chance that maybe it's Proctor at left guard and Pritchett at left tackle. But do you really want two freshmen on one side of the football? Do they maybe look at the option of kicking J.C. Latham over to left tackle and putting Proctor or Pritchett at right tackle and the other guy at left guard? So there's options. The point is about these two players is that I think Alabama's going to be just fine with whoever it is at left tackle. Yeah. It's going to be fine. There's going to be a little bit of growing pains, regardless of whichever one you choose, because they're both freshmen.
Right.
But I'm really excited about both Proctor and Pritchett, and I think Alabama is going to be in good hands, whether it's both of them playing on the left side, one of them playing on the right, one of them playing on the left, or however they decide to do it. Coach Saban and Coach Eric Wolford are going to put the five best guys on the offensive line for Alabama this fall. And, you know, if one of them happens to not be the starter, let's just say Proctor comes in, blows everybody away, and he becomes the starter at left tackle for Alabama this fall. I mean, I don't know if there's a better sixth offensive lineman in the country than Elijah Pritchett.
Right.
So, yeah. You got to feel good about what Alabama has there at the offensive line. Even though there's some guys gone from last year, I still think this is going to be a much improved offensive line in 2023. And you know, Pritchett and Proctor are two of those reasons why, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. This offensive line looks like, especially, you know, we haven't had a chance to talk about the SEC media days yet, Stacey, but just the way J.C. Latham carried himself in that and talked about how the offensive line is shaped up, how he wants it to be shaped up this year. This offensive line is about to get nasty and physical again in the trenches, something that I feel like we've been missing the last couple of years. So I'm excited to see you know, the improvement of that. You know, all talk is one thing, but you've got to put it forward on the field. So let's see if the talk and bats it up and they back it up on the field. And, but like you said, says the job of Eric Wolford has done just shaping this offensive line has been amazing.
Yeah, and I feel like this is probably a show that we need to do again in the future, kind of looking at this offensive line.
Yeah.
You know, kind of preview that position before we get into the season, which is just about 6 weeks away. So we'll be here before we know it. But yeah, just three more guys left, Jake. Two more defenders and one more offensive player. But we're going to – the next guy is Earl Little II, Jake, a guy who looks like he's going to be the starter at the star position for Alabama here in 2023, taking the spot of Brian Branch, who is now with the Detroit Lions after being selected in the second round of this year's draft. He really showed out in A-Day, Jake. You know, had a beautiful interception of Ty Simpson that was – you know, it wasn't a bad throw or nothing, just an incredible play by Earl Little. You know, 90% of the time that was going to be either a touchdown or incomplete pass, and somehow Little made that interception on the play. But a guy who the coaching staff was raving about last year until he got an injury and was out the entire year, so he took that red shirt, but was right away thrown into a starter role in the spring, Jake, and, you know, held on to it all throughout spring practice and appears to be a guy who can make an impact for Alabama in 2023.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited about Earl Little, Junior. I think there's a second now. I forgot exactly what it is. But, you know, he come on campus, like you said, and he was really talented and touted when he stepped on foot. And then he got on campus, and then he got hurt. But, you know, you talk about that interception A-Day, man. Like, that was a perfect pass from Ty Simpson, and then another perfect play by, you know, Earl Little. It was incredible. So, and, you know, we have talked about that many times, how we just have not had those knots, the non-offensive touchdowns, you know, in the last couple of seasons. Interceptions is one of the big things you've got to get to help your offense out, especially with potentially a new and young quarterback coming in. So if Earl Little can be a catalyst in that secondary and get those interceptions, same way with Kool-Aid, I think we're going to be okay. But Earl Little, I'm excited to see what he brings this year.
Yeah, he's going to be a big piece of this Alabama defense this fall. And, you know, for the coaching staff to put trust in you to play that star position as a redshirt freshman, that means they like you, they believe in you. And I think Earl Little's got a bright future for Alabama. A guy, like you said, is going to help this defense return to that takeaway style of football where they force turnovers, they get non-offensive touchdowns, which really turn the game around in their favor. So looking forward to seeing what Earl Little can do for Alabama this fall. Last offensive guy of the day, Jake, Justice Haynes, the freshman running back from Buford, Georgia. You know, nobody's really talking about him.
Yeah, right.
Just – Jake,
the last two guys, I don't think anybody's talking about.
It's crazy, man. These two guys, you know, we might as well just kind of bundle them together, Jake. Justice Haynes and Caleb Downs, two guys from the state of Georgia, true freshmen who showed up at Alabama ready to play. I mean, they're ready to be starters for Alabama, which, think about that, starters at the University of Alabama, the moment they showed up on campus, basically. Both of those guys arrived to be able to practice with the team in December for the bowl game against Kansas State. And both guys just – they wowed the coaching staff. They could – and their teammates. Yeah. They could not believe what they were seeing from those two guys. So they were built for Bama, and now they're being built by Bama to be some of the next great players – in Alabama football history. And, you know, from Justice Haynes' perspective, you know, obviously there's some elder statesmen like Jace McClellan and Rodale Williams and even Jam Miller that are possibly ahead of him as far as experience goes. But, Jake, as far as talent, I don't think there's a more talented guy in that running back room than Justice Haynes. And much like Caden Proctor, much like Keon Keeley and some of these other true freshmen, James Smith, you got to play him.
Right.
You got to play your best guys, and Justice Haynes is already up there with some of the, you know, being one of the best players on this team.
Yeah, absolutely. I can see by the end of the season, if he's not the number one guy, he's sharing time, you know, probably 25 to 25, you know, carries from Jace and Haynes, you know, something like that. And then Jam Miller probably getting, you know, the rest of that. It's kind of interesting. We'll have another topic we need to talk about is this running back situation, because another true freshman coming in, Richard Young, where does he fall into place at? And then where does this leave, like, another upperclassman, like you said, in Roydale Williams? You know, I really like Roydale, but with all this talent coming in and then how Miller and how Haynes have played this spring, where do you put him at? So, you know, I hate to see, I hate to say that, but we'll have to look into that. But going back to Haynes, man, yeah, he's another guy who's just ready to start day one, it seems like.
Yeah, I'll touch on Roydale Williams for just a second. I think there's a place for him on this team because there's not a – he does something better than anybody else on this roster. The first thing is that he protects the quarterback in pass pro. He is – Jake, he's as good as anybody in the country at that. Mm-hmm. And that's just not – me with my crimson colored glasses on, you watch the tape. He stonewalls his dudes in pass pro. So there's going to be a place for him on this team and in this rotation. He's also really good in short yardage situations and goal to goal situations. He finishes those plays really, really well. So there's a chance you could see him in those type scenarios. But other than that, Jake, it's going to be Jace McClellan, Jam Miller, and Justice Haynes, and maybe, like you said, Richard Young, that are really toting the rock for Alabama. Just an unbelievable room they have. And Justice Haynes is really – he turned, I think, what was going to be a really good running back room into what could possibly be the best running back room in the country.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that 100%.
All right, last guy, Jake, Caleb Downs. I don't even know where to begin or where to end with Caleb Downs. He's just special, Jake. He's a Minkah Fitzpatrick special. He's the way Jalen Hurts made an impact as a true freshman. He's going to be that type of player for Alabama, barring an injury. He's just different, man. He's built different. He plays different. His instincts are off the charts. It's just he literally just sees the play happen in slow motion, and he's there to make the play. Me and you talked off air after we seen him play in the 8A game, and after, you know, talking to people who are in the know, who've seen him up close and personal. I don't think it's crazy to say that Caleb Downs is already one of the top 10 players on this Alabama roster, maybe top five, as a freshman. And he hadn't even played a real game yet. And I know it's easy to say all these things after before he's played an actual game, but I'm not just saying it to say it. I'm saying it because I believe it. And the dude's just special, Jake. He has a chance to be one. I hate to even say it, but it's what I believe. I don't get on here and spout nothingness, stuff I don't believe, stuff I don't think is true. Caleb Downs has everything you need to be an all-time great.
Yeah,
he does. I mean, in 3 years, we could be looking at him the same way we looked at Will Anderson Jr. He has a chance to be an all-time great.
Yeah, I agree 100%, Stacey. Two things I want to mention about – and really you could throw – Justice Haynes in this as well, but there's been a narrative all throughout Saban's history at Alabama, and it makes no sense because Saban braces it every, you know, Saban and Alabama braces every single year that true freshman does not play for Alabama. Well, we're supposed to have two, you know, that's probably supposed to get significant time. And one's really going to start, you know, and that's Caleb Downs. But that's the thing, Stacey, it's crazy. You talked about how as soon as he stepped on campus, he was already starting with the first string offense. I mean, that is how much this, you know, this team and the coaching staff believes in him. And he's just pretty much stepped up. Like, he's a fifth-year senior on this team. Yeah. His instincts and all that, it's incredible. So he's a true freshman now. When he gets his junior season, I mean, he's probably going to be the number one player in America. I mean, I just have that feeling about it. He may be the number one player in America next year.
Yeah. So. And I'm not saying he's the most as far as athleticism and mm-hmm. I'm not saying he's the most athletic guy on the team. I'm just saying as far as being a pure football player, mm-hmm. I don't know if there's a better one on Alabama's roster than Caleb Downs. I'm serious. Mm-hmm. And I know it's crazy to talk like that before the season starts and before the dude has ever played a down for Alabama in a real game. But everything we've seen personally, mm-hmm. and we've seen some stuff that other people haven't seen, and everything that we've been told, mm-hmm. He's just different.
Yeah.
That's the only way you can explain it to people who haven't seen it yet. He's just different.
Yeah, and he's going to be a leader of this defense for the next several years for sure, and I'm glad of it. He's another guy that we talked about bringing those knots back. He's going to be another catalyst in that, I do believe.
Yeah, I agree 100%. It's, I think guys like, you know, obviously Kool-Aid shuts down one side of the field. Mm-hmm. There's a battle going to go on for the corner opposite of Kool-Aid. But you look at, you know, you got Malachi Moore when he's healthy and playing at his best. He is a playmaker. He forces turnovers. He makes the splash plays. Caleb mm-hmm. Downs is that type of player. Yep. Earl Little Jr. or the second, whatever he is, appears to be that type of player. Yeah. So, and then you think about guys who are going to be battling for spots like the, you know, Jalen Key, Trey Amos, the transfers. Mm-hmm. You got Christian Story in there as well, a guy who seems to always get an interception every time he's got an interception like every A day he's been a part of. So he's one of those guys. I can tell you why, Jake. He's a coach's son who has incredible instincts. Right. Not the most naturally gifted athlete, but just a football player with great instincts. And I think that secondary is going to look a lot like it did, you know, in the Eddie Jackson, Marlon Humphrey days, mm-hmm. When they were in Minka Fitzpatrick days, when they were forcing turnovers and making splash plays for this Alabama defense, setting up the offense to be more successful. So looking forward to seeing what Caleb Downs can do in his freshman campaign, because he hasn't played a down, but he's got some lofty expectations, and I really believe he's going to live up to it.
Yeah, I think he will too. He's just that type of player, I feel like. And he's, you know, those expectations are way up here, and he's going to exceed them by, you know, just because he's just that type of guy.
Yep, it certainly feels that way, no doubt about mm-hmm. it. Well, that's the 10 freshmen that we believe are going to be the most impactful here in 2023. If there's somebody we left off the list, jump in the comments and let us know, because I'm sure there is. I mean, there's 100 and something guys on this team, you know, if you count the non-scholarship guys as well. So, mm-hmm. Let us know your thoughts in the comments. Like, share, and subscribe today. You know, our channel continues to grow. You know, it's amazing, Jake, how we've come this far. You know, went from having a couple of subscribers on YouTube to now well over 2,100. So
thank you.
Thank you guys for that. Mm-hmm. Just amazing. I know it's really not because of us. We're just two guys talking football. Mm-hmm. It's because you, the fans, continue to support us, and we greatly appreciate that. Cannot wait to football season, Jake. Like we said, less than 6 weeks away. Unbelievable. You know, they'll start practice here like in, I don't know, 2 weeks from, yeah. I think two weeks from sometimes toward the end of this week is when they'll begin practice. Somewhere around August 3rd or so is when I expect them to start practice. An official date hadn't been released yet, but that's what we're anticipating. But, you know, it's back. SEC Media Days is wrapped up. So we're just right around the corner from fall camp. And before you know it, the season will be started and Middle Tennessee State will be rolling into Bryant-Denny Stadium. And we'll kind of find out what this Alabama team is going to be made of.
That's right. Man, I'm excited. The season can't get here quick enough. It's, you know, it seems like it's a long off season. We've been here every step of the way, just filling you guys in. We had our depth chart predictions. You know, that was real fun. We're still going to be here until the season starts with some more great content. So I'm excited.
Yeah, I think there's a couple things that are must do's before the season starts. I think we obviously need to take a deep dive into the quarterback competition, give our official predictions for how that's going to go. And also, like you mentioned, the running back room, and then also look at that offensive line and how we think it will look, you know, come September 2nd against Middle Tennessee State. But mm-hmm. until then, make sure you do like, share, and subscribe today. You can find us wherever you find podcasts as well. We're free and available everywhere. We don't charge you nothing. Doesn't cost you anything to watch or listen to our content. So please do us a favor and hit that subscribe button. But that's going to do it. Thank you so much for watching. We'll be back soon. But until then, roll tide.
Roll tide.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island.
He's Jean-Luc Foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.